This is the House of Pop Culture. I am Anthony Donovan.
Amy Meredith.
Durwood Murray.
And Joe Reese.
And we're going to spend the next hour or so talking your face off about all things pop culture. Welcome to the Fuck You San Diego Blackout Edition.
Wait, where'd you guys all go?
Yeah, it was kind of bad. We had a blackout not too long ago, and I remember the first thing that Amy said to me in the car, and it wasn't, we have no food in the house, it wasn't, where are the candles, it wasn't, we have no working lighters, it's, oh shit, what am I DVRing tonight?
Well, that was the first thing on my mind.
What did you lose that day?
I didn't, because it was Project Runway, and it was Suits, but those two channels, they show those
they
shows.
They repeat them later that night?
Yeah, they always repeat them several times during the week. So I was good.
Yeah, mine was Runway and Futurama. And it was a season finale of Futurama.
Ooh,
nice. But luckily it was on at like 12:30, so right. I was able to
I missed wrestling. So.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. So, well, yeah, that was our life, but it got us thinking about
priorities.
The new fall. Yeah. The new fall TV season, which is, you know, a big deal. We're very excited because we're big TV people.
Christmas.
Exactly. So what we're going to talk about are the new shows, what's coming back, what's brand new, what we're looking forward to, what we're not looking forward to, all kinds of neat stuff like that. So go ahead, Amy, get us started off.
Well, let me ask right off the top. One show, and only one, I'm going to put my foot down on it. What is the one returning show that we're looking forward to, people?
Oh,
the
returning
show that you're looking forward to.
Ooh, that one is difficult.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and say I'm looking forward to How I Met Your Mother.
Really?
Because they've taken so many tiny baby steps toward that end game.
Have they really?
They really have.
They still have 2 more years at least.
They've taken very small baby steps, and so I think I'm eager to see where the next step is coming.
That season finale was such weak sauce.
No, it was weak sauce, don't get me wrong. But here's the thing. I think it was only weak sauce in how it was written and how it was executed. I don't think it was weak sauce as far as how their canon or how their Bible goes. I think everything's going in line. It was only weak sauce only because you know, it was predictable. We saw what was happening. But,
yeah.
You know, I think it was well-crafted in the way that they normally do things. But I'm looking forward to the next steps that they're going to take toward, you know, finally solving the puzzle.
All right. Well, I'm still going to watch it. I was a little let down, but I'm definitely, it's still on my DVR list. Joe?
Mine is actually also another Monday night one. I'm probably at, especially with the cliffhanger, which I think, Amy, this might be up there with her, is Castle.
Oh.
And that last episode was, oh shit, damn it, I have to wait until September.
That's a great show.
Because it's usually not one that leaves you cliffhanger.
No.
There's like, they have a couple 2-part episodes, but that one was
a good cliffhanger.
You.
Yeah, no, that was a good one. Plus, I don't think that show gets enough love. That's a good show. It is
really
well written.
You know,
the actors
I've
are good.
I've never seen it.
You need to watch it.
And the
it.
Chemistry between
the chemistry,
two of them.
Yeah.
And well, even the whole cast is.
Dude, my Monday nights are so full right now, though.
It's so good, though. It's a good show. Watch it on demand, my friend.
Well, I have to say the show that I'm most looking forward to coming back this fall is a show that I was rooting for all season when it debuted last year on Fox, and that is Raising Hope.
Ooh, I love Raising Hope.
I think that turned out to be the real big sleeper hit of the comedy season. You know, I love Modern Family. I can't wait for that. And, you know, my church is built on the rock of America's Next Top Model. I'm very excited about both of those. However, Raising Hope, I think, I'm now that they have that comfort of a guaranteed second season,
because
it looked like they were kind of on their own in the first season.
It's an odd show.
Until about halfway through, and now I think they're really going to run with it, and I'm very anxious to see what's going to happen next.
I have a question about that, because I know how much you do like that show. Mm-hmm. Were you a fan of My Name is Earl?
I never saw it.
Really?
Joe told me a number of times I needed to watch it.
Yeah, no, My Name is Earl, and Greg Garcia, he's created both. I love, one of my favorite episodes of Raising Hope was when they were spying on the next door neighbors. That was Ethan Suplee and Jamie
that
Presley.
That was a great episode.
Who were on My Name is Earl. And yeah, and it was like, you know, in-laws basically, and Earl, and it was hilarious. It was all in jokes.
My returning show, because of the awesome and unbelievably good finale, is going to be Fringe. That show is always on the bubble of whether or not it's going to get picked back up, but that show is amazing, and no finale beat that one for me. That was the best finale of the fall season.
That's what I've heard, and I'm so sad like that I haven't been able to go back, because I got sidetracked in like around like 3 or 4 episodes into the second season, because we watched the first season, and then but then it was, there were so many things on, and that's when we were planning the wedding. And so basically once it got to the point of stuff fell off the DVR and online and all that, so I couldn't go back. And that's one of those shows, you can't really miss an episode.
No, it really is. You need to be in there for the whole thing, especially because of the season finale and what happened in this last season finale. If you are not up on the mythology of the show, it blew my mind, and I know everything about that show. If you didn't know everything you needed to know up in that point, you would have no idea what's going on.
So it's pretty much lost at this point, is what you're saying.
No, you can go back and probably get the...
It's not... I wouldn't compare it to Lost, because Lost, there were so many moments that you were just like, you didn't understand it. And there are a lot of Fringe that I don't understand. But the mythology of it is different. And it is one of those shows that it's almost kind of like an X-Files or a Twin Peaks. That's how I would compare it to.
Mm.
Yeah. So
yeah, it was very... I remember the first season and a few episodes I did see. It was very X-Files-ish. But yeah, with, I think, seemed like more of a... At the time watching it, more like there was an overall arc happening. Yeah,
there's a big story on
it. Wasn't as, I think, especially the beginning of X-Files.
Right. So there's somebody sitting at home going, when are they going to have sex? When are they going to have sex?
Well, spoilers. The two lead characters do get together.
Oh, my.
Yeah, so it's not like we're the
John
X-Files.
John Noble
and
Joshua Jackson.
Exactly.
Giggity.
Fuck yeah.
They reenact that scene from... that awful movie that Joshua Jackson played a gay guy in.
The Mighty Ducks.
No. Cruel Intentions.
Cruel Intentions. There you go.
Oh, but that,
oh, that was a good movie.
That
what are you talking
die
about?
Job.
That blonde dye job.
That movie
he
was nice.
Looked horrible, but I like Cruel Intentions.
Cruel Intentions is a nice movie. How can you call that horrible?
That's a bad movie.
No, that is
Wait.
A
Sarah
good
Michelle
Wait.
Gellar
movie.
Just cannot Wait. Play villain.
I know for a fact that you just saw Dangerous Liaisons,
yes,
which is amazing.
Yes, it
How
is.
How can you love Dangerous Liaisons and still call that a good movie? Because you have to take
Complete,
up of that.
Yeah, well, they're exactly. completely different.
They're
I
not
mean,
completely
it's,
different, actually.
It's
I think there's
awful.
Cruel Intentions is based on Dangerous Liaisons,
yeah,
and I can see the direct comparisons. I think they actually did a good job of making it updated and making it young.
Cruel Intentions had one of the grossest things I've ever seen on a film screen ever.
Sarah Michelle Gellar?
When her and Selma Blair kiss.
Oh, it's
because it's supposed to be like a big lesbian moment. But there's this line of spittle between them when they pull away.
But that
almost threw up.
But that led to one of the greatest scenes in Not Another Teen Movie, though, when it was
right.
Jamie Presley and that old lady.
No, it wasn't Jamie Presley. It was...
oh, no, it was that dark-haired chick.
Yeah, dark-haired chick. I can't remember.
The one who's not Kyler Lee. The other one.
Well, in any event, I covered my eyes during that.
That was it.
But yeah.
All right, I'm going to bring us back to topic. I don't know how we strayed far on that.
So
one.
It's good
it
that Joshua
fault.
Jackson has redeemed himself
yes.
from his career.
Fringe is awesome.
Yes, me. All three Mighty Ducks movies means he can do no wrong.
There were three of them?
Yes.
He was in all three?
Yes.
God, everybody's got to pay their rent, I guess.
But what about the skulls? That was such a fine piece of cinema and.
I agree. If you've never seen a movie, it was probably genius.
I wouldn't even go that far.
Okay.
Like, if you were basically Tommy, I think is the only way that would have been a good movie.
Okay.
All right. Well, back to TV. That's what we're supposed to be talking about, boys.
Oh, sorry.
New show. Give me one. One new show.
Terra Nova.
Yeah, I'm with
that's,
you.
That's up there. The
Terra
one
Nova.
The one that's more for me slightly would be Person of Interest.
Person of Interest, I'm also interested
in. It's got Emerson.
I shouldn't see Person of Interest.
I
see what you did there.
Yeah.
I gotta be really honest. None of the new shows really have my pulse pounding. There's a lot of stuff that I'm kind of interested in, but nothing's really got me whipped up in excitement. Like, I'm expecting a whole lot of stuff being canceled really early and a lot of mid-season replacements coming in early. But I guess by default... What I'm most looking forward to, and I'm sorry it's going to be a tie between two, but you'll understand why when I say this.
I'm going to throw in another one in just a minute, so go ahead.
It's Pan Am and the Playboy Club.
Oh, yeah. The network versions of Mad Men.
Exactly. And don't get me wrong, neither one of them I don't think are going to last. I think they're both going to be canceled quickly. They're both like, oh, Mad Men's off the air. Let's see if we can fill that void and make some money. But I just love 60s era. I especially love women in the 60s and how they dressed and looked. So that's what
you
I'm looking forward to.
You love women in their 60s.
50s, calm down. But yeah.
And Margaret.
I love you.
And Margaret. Damn sure ain't in her 50s.
But yeah, 60s, I'm just looking forward to seeing women in 60s wardrobe. But those shows, I'm pretty sure, are going to be great.
Pan Am's one of mine that I was...
Well, because Christina Ricci's in that one. I think Pan Am has a better chance of surviving.
And it also has a more... For me, that has more of a...
Than the Playboy Club.
It has more of a Catch Me If You Can
vibe to it
than a Madman vibe.
But Playboy Club has Eddie Cibrian in it. Not Dean Cain.
Okay. I don't...
He was on The New Adventures of...
Of Lois and Clark?
Yeah.
No, that was Dean Cain.
Oh.
That was... And Eddie Cibrian's the one who looks just like Dean Cain, but isn't Dean Cain.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Here's the thing is, I do a huge TV schedule, DVR schedule, at the beginning of the fall season, because I want to see everything that I can, because I like to watch it all, so I can see what I'm going to like and what I don't. The problem with the Playboy Club is that it didn't even make my schedule, and I don't remember what it's competing against. But
it's opposite Hawaii Five-O and Castle.
There you go.
That's one.
Thank you, Joe. Because that's the problem. Like, yeah, I can't put it on my schedule
Pan Am is only up against. Because
it's a Sunday night show.
CSI Miami. It's a Sunday night. Oh. So it's kind of up.
Yeah,
it's up against.
They were smart to put it on a Sunday night.
Yeah, and then I mean it'll be also I believe slightly up against The Walking Dead.
Woohoo!
I can't remember if that's a 9 or 10 o'clock.
But with The Walking Dead, which is on AMC. They show them multiple times, so you don't have to catch it at that time slot. Yeah. So you can catch it, you know, here and there.
And I think the problem that why I think Pan Am is more likely to be successful than the Playboy Club is also more or less just the general subject matter, just from the name alone.
Right.
Because, you know, Pan Am, it's like, oh... Hey, this looks like it'll be fun, you know, sort of thing. But then it's like Playboy Club, then, you know, you're going to have a big chunk of your audience that are like,
boobs.
Well, I mean, there's already a couple of affiliates in Utah that have already said they're not showing it.
But again,
shocking in Utah.
I don't think they were smart where they placed it, because, again, it's going against Castle, which has a very strong following. And Hawaii Five-O, which I also like. I dig Hawaii Five-O. I think it's a great show.
Which also had a great finale.
It had a great
finale. The chairman's
finale.
On that.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. The chairman from Iron Chef is on it.
and he's a villain.
Terra Nova is one I'm excited about, but edging it out, because I've seen more about it now and I've been looking at it more, FX, which I am a strong supporter of FX shows. I love Justified. Sons of Anarchy just started with an awesome premiere.
Archer.
I don't like Archer.
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
No. American Horror Story.
Oh, I've heard interesting things, but that it's
Jessica
I've heard
Lange
it's just,
is
I've just
on
heard
it.
It's
and
Jessica Lange.
Weird.
It looks really cool.
Mm. Yeah, some of the I've heard from like the pilot.
Yeah.
Basically, the both ends of the spectrum, based on the same exact thing, like because it's very unique, I guess.
Because it's
weird.
About a family in California that moves into this old house, and it's a haunted house. Jessica Lange plays like this wacky neighbor. But it's not a comedy. From the trailers, it looks pretty trippy. So I'm really excited.
I always love how when a new TV show comes out, the thing that automatically makes it good is when you have a major or award-winning movie star slumming on TV. And people are just like, oh, yeah. Wait. I think if Meryl Streep ever does television, the world may end.
Wait, it's about a family that moves into a haunted house?
Yeah.
A white family.
I was about to say, yeah. You know that one, a family of brothers.
No,
it's my impression of every black comic in the 80s. Okay.
It's Dylan McDermott and Connie Britton, I believe.
Oh, from Friday Night Lights.
From Friday Night Lights, plays his wife.
I prefer to say from Spin City.
Yeah,
Spin City. She plays his wife. So it's got a good cast. And it's from the guy who created Glee and somebody.
Ryan Murphy.
Yeah,
Ryan
and,
Murphy. The guy who did Nip Tuck, basically.
Yeah.
But I'm a big fan of FX
I was going to say.
Does that mean we're going to have, like, ghost musical numbers in there?
Yes. Little Casper coming out.
Yeah, what I heard it was, like, from one of the co-creators of Glee. And I'm like, wait a minute. Oh, yeah. You might want to use Nip Tuck as your, you know.
They switched it now.
You don't want to really rope in that Glee audience.
Because Alex says from the creator of Glee, from the creator of Nip Tuck and the co-creator of Glee, they changed it in some of the
Although I will say I've seen some scary stuff on Glee, so.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, very true. Yeah. So what else we got?
I'm also excited about Terra Nova. I mean, that looks
Terra Nova looks
cool.
Really good.
I just think there's going to be a whole lot of stuff that's just going to be
Well, they're always
There's a bunch that are I'm kind of like they look interesting. I'm not going to get too attached to a lot of them.
No.
There's going to be ones that'll be good. There's going to be ones that suck, and probably the ones that suck will
they'll go fast.
There's a returning show I forgot about that I'm very excited about.
Tell me.
Boardwalk Empire.
Oh yeah.
Hell yeah.
Super 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 excited about that.
Yep.
The commercials have been amazing.
Another one that's almost, it's not, I mean, it's that I'm very interested to see how, because they kind of ended the season towards on the upswing, I think, but it's all up in the air, is The Office.
Oh,
and
don't
with,
watch.
With Carell gone and now with Spader on, how that's going to work, and if it's actually going to be Spader on for the, you know, he's now right. the new boss, or if it's...
I thought Will Ferrell was coming
on. Will Ferrell,
he did a three-episode arc. He was, like, the interim manager, and then he went crazy.
I think The Office is kind of in the same boat right now, in a way, as Two and a Half Men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would agree.
But they could plan for it.
Exactly. But, you know, because you've got two very successful shows that are coming back with major casting shakeups.
Oh, yeah.
As someone who's a fan of The Office and has watched TV for a very long time, I'm not keeping my hopes up for what's going to happen to The Office. But The Office is in an enviable position where they've been so successful for so long that they can pretty much do what they want. They can change Darren's and still stay on for at least two or three more seasons. You know what
but
I'm saying?
But it's James Spader, right?
Yeah, James
for the time being.
Here's the thing is, when I think comedy and sitcom, I don't really think James Spader.
And that's, I think, what makes it funny.
I think he's a good fit for The Office. Think about that show.
Think about The Office and why you don't like it, okay? Ugh. And then think about James Spader and what he usually does. And then coming into that, there's a lot of comedy, I think, to come from that.
No, I think it sounds like good casting. Yeah.
And that's the other thing, too, with The Office is it is a big ensemble piece. Because, I mean, at the time when they first created, I mean, Carell was the big name in the show. And at that time, it was like he was
barely a name.
Correspondent from The Daily Show. Yeah. Like, yeah, and because he hadn't, because, like, Anchorman hadn't even come out. I think
Anchorman.
Bruce Almighty had come out. So he had been.
He had been in Bruce Almighty. I think Anchorman came out the summer right before The Office.
So, yeah, so it's around, one of those. Yeah, it was right around the same time. But so Carell wasn't even that big of a name. So they were banking on more of the ensemble. And Gervais is still there behind the scenes somehow. And I like a lot of the. Some of the writers that they have, Mindy Kaling, I really like. And,
oh, she's a writer on that?
Yeah, she's a writer and a producer. Kyle
Farbissina.
She's actually...
What?
No. That's... I'm an idiot.
You're thinking
I
of Mindy
apologize.
Sterling.
I'm thinking of Mindy Sterling.
No, yeah, Mindy Kaling.
Oh, you mean Natalie from The Facts of Life?
No, that's Mindy Cohn.
Oh, wait, you mean that chick that used to live with the alien?
No, that's Mindy from Mork and Mindy.
Oh, wait, you mean that Barry Manilow song?
No, that's Mandy.
Oh, wait... You mean the guy that... Never mind.
Yeah. But also... Keep trying. I mean, I love Rainn Wilson, and Ed Helms is really funny on that show. And
I could never get into it. It's just...
I could understand, because I know some people, especially some people said, it's just, like, where I work, and I can't deal with that.
No, I wouldn't want to watch a sitcom where I work. No. With Two and a Half Men, though, I am a fan of... the reruns of that show. I've never actually watched it proper on its proper day and time.
I'll probably watch the premiere.
I will watch the premiere because I want to see how they're going to fit Ashton Kutcher in this show.
Yeah. Dude, from what I've been hearing, it's like they're fitting him in with like a really extra large shoehorn. Like it's, from what I've heard, I don't know if this is actually true or it's just the rumors are thrown out there, but yeah, it's pretty contrived. It's pretty, it's almost as if they're trying to do something shitty just to say, fuck you, Charlie Sheen.
Well, because I know there were rumors that they just flat out killed his character.
I've heard
and
those
then that's
as
what
well.
Is going to happen.
Yeah.
They've just killed his character, and Ashton Kutcher's supposed to be like another millionaire or something. That they're if he's a million, I just don't understand how they're going to work him into this situation. A
big old shoehorn.
Just like I think would actually be the best way they could have done it is. Literally have him beat Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
Like nothing happened. Like, it's like, nothing happened here.
What are you talking about?
They couldn't do that because Charlie was the older brother. And there's no way Ashton Kutcher could play John.
You know that would make it even funnier.
You know
the fact
Emilio
Estevez like,
at
really
least
not...
asked.
I need a job. Seriously, what has he done in a while?
Well.
With the fall TV coming up, we do have some reality shows coming up. As my friend Anthony said earlier, there is America's Next Top Model.
So
Next.
Excited. Oh, my God, it's All Stars.
It's All Stars this season.
Wait, is my thick hottie coming back then?
Which one?
Whitney?
No,
she
won.
She won.
So
why
she's not
she
coming
come back?
Back?
No.
just to make me happy. That's
no, why. She won. Why would she need to come back?
Because she's
She lives in Tyra's ranch now.
Well, where, I was gonna say when you think about though,
put out to pasture.
I was gonna say though, on So You Think You Could Dance, they've had winners come back and be all stars.
Well,
so.
That's true, but they have talent.
Wait. What about okay? Remember that one season I was watching with y'all in the very beginning, and there was that one chick who was Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s girlfriend. And she was all thick and shit.
Oh God, what was her name?
Which one are we talking about now?
I don't.
She was the white chick with the boobs and the booty, and
see,
I think she had curly hair.
This is what I hate about reality shows: is that I watch them religiously, white and then as soon as it's over, I forget all about them.
Yeah, I think that's one of the great.
She
things
was.
About
she
no,
was
I know
like
the
a,
girl you're talking about.
She was
I just
like
can't
a plus
remember
size
her name.
Model.
Yeah. Those are few and far between on the
Do we know the names of all the girls that are coming back?
Some of my favorites was Laura, the little southerner in the short.
Aww.
I loved her. The transvestite is coming back.
Okay,
Is she going to be able to keep her shit together this time?
Maybe.
I mean, I never watched this show.
Crazy Lisa, I believe, is coming back.
Crazy Drunk Lisa.
Thank you.
Although she was on Celebrity Rehab. So God. She's making the rounds.
She must be all better now.
See?
Two of the reality shows I'm really looking forward to on Bravo, Chris, if you watch Project Runway, Chris March, who was on a couple seasons ago, has gotten his own show.
Oh, he was the guy that got booted off and came back
right.
and had the bigger the guy that does
hairs.
Like the
Oh,
the
that
queens.
Guy.
Yeah.
I like that guy.
I liked him.
Even though he does like stuff for drag queens, he actually designed one of Meryl Streep's dresses for the Academy Awards one year.
Nice.
Yeah, I thought that
was
pretty
cool. She was a giant disco ball with his feathers.
Yeah. But the
she can pull it off. She's so versatile.
Yes. The other one that Anthony and I know are looking forward to, we're getting Simon Cowell back and Paula Abdul for The X Factor.
All
please, somebody explain to me what's the difference between
the X Factor. I bet you covered.
Oh, we are ready. We are armed with information this go-round.
What's the difference between The X Factor and American Idol? And secondly, why do I care?
Okay.
Go.
Here we go.
I can answer the second one. You don't. Oh. But...
That makes sense.
The difference is with American Idol, you can only be, how old is it?
You have to be under 30.
With The X Factor, they go from, I believe, almost teenagers
it's
to 13, whenever.
I saw the preview after. They had a preview after the Jets. No, it was after the Charger game or something like that.
Because that's X Factor's audience.
Yeah, and then
the Chargers.
Because it was on Fox. And so, but yeah, then they had like an 8-minute preview and they showed a girl who was like 13.
Yeah, so you can go from young teenagers to, I believe there's no age limit whatsoever.
To Paula Abdul's age.
There you go. And level of drunkenness, I'm sure. And then also, too, there will be groups as well as soloists.
So conceivably, if we wanted to, Anthony, Joe, and I could audition as a mid-90s R&B group.
I would put money to see that.
So, is there a way of being able to have me dubbed over by someone else? Because you know I have no musical talent.
Joe, you'd be our backup dancer. Well, not backup dancer. You'd be front and center just dancing.
Awesome. He'd be like Jerome holding the mirror.
Pretty much. And a tambourine.
Yeah.
You can work a tambourine.
Maybe.
Only if you'll have a high top fade, Durwood.
Oh, high top fade. Come on.
It'd be worth it. All right.
Can I do a perm?
Of course.
You kind of have to.
Duh.
That went without
saying. I'll go all Jerry Curl Soul Glow on
Only
it.
Only if we all wear matching velour tracksuits.
With biker shorts.
Oh, that was frightening.
So tracksuit tops, biker short bottoms.
Well,
there you go.
And then
Nike
high
tops.
See,
and
this,
knee high
this
socks.
Is
and,
just...
oh, and then we'll be Nutters and Knee Socks.
Exactly. Nutters and Knee Socks. That's the name of our group right there.
That's just frightening.
Okay, maybe later.
Yeah. But Susan Boyle, was that her name? That British chick. She won the X Factor.
I thought she was on Britain's Got Talent.
Oh.
No, she was on Britain's Got Talent.
It was on Britain's Got Talent.
We watched
I still can't believe how talented somebody who's so unattractive can be.
Can you imagine?
Oh,
she was
God.
Ugly, and she can do stuff.
It worked for Steve Buscemi.
He's got Steve Buscemi's eyes.
Ew. Yeah, no, that was funny because, you know, like, a lot of people were just like, oh, our heart just went out to the old fat woman.
Yeah.
You know, they're people too, sort of.
Well, the thing is that, yes, she has a lovely voice. Lots of people have lovely voices. What made her so special was the fact that she was so freaking ugly. And that upset me. What?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right.
No,
you're absolutely right.
It totally pointed out everyone's, like, you know, it's like, well, only pretty people can be famous.
Yeah,
and
all of a
talented.
Sudden here comes this commode with features, you know, who has this and first of all, beautiful voice.
And here's the thing. It's look, she wasn't I've seen much uglier. We've all seen much uglier people than that.
I look in the mirror every day.
I didn't see what the uproar was about. You know what I'm saying?
Well, because Toilet Face brought a certain kind of poise and passion to what she did.
And she was British.
Because here's the thing. She had nothing to be ashamed of. You know why? Because she had a talent and she had a passion. And God damn it, that's all anybody needs in this world. I don't care what the fuck you look like.
Oh, damn.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'll sit back down, but...
Yeah, we're cutting your fruit punch off.
Look, I'm just saying, I don't understand why that had to be such a big deal.
Because she
just,
was ugly!
Because
she looked like an armpit?
Everyone is insanely superficial, and that's the way of the world, so just deal with it.
Take a look at yourselves, America.
Really?
Take a look at yourselves.
Really?
Unless you look like Susan Boyle, in which case we'll just use your pictures to scare dogs off meat wagons.
That's so not right.
Meat wagon.
What? I don't give a damn what Anthony says. I'm still starting with the man in the mirror.
I'm going to get us back to TV. Gosh, you guys get off the point sometimes.
Us.
Two new sitcoms. I'm going to throw these out there. Up All Night. That's the new one with Christina Applegate.
And Will Arnett.
Maya Rudolph.
I'm sorry. Anytime Will Arnett gets a sitcom, you should be worried.
I'm worried. Like his show with Kerry Russell. Oh. Yeah. Will Arnett and Kerry Russell. If that doesn't equal recipe for disaster, I don't know what
that
does.
That was one I gave it an, I that gave was it a piece few, of shit but show. It was one of those I'm like...
It was bad.
Yeah, it was bad. But it was one of those, like, I'm like... I can see where you guys could make it funny and it just didn't happen. Because that's the thing. It's like... I know half this room does not agree with this, but I loved Arrested Development.
Did I.
And
we didn't like Arrested Development.
I think, but here's the thing.
You guys only got in like two episodes.
Here's the thing, though.
I watched five episodes.
What made Arrested Development great, and I think what's a detriment to what I... Wild...
Thing. Oh, whatever.
Whatever, that other Will Arnett
piece
show.
Piece of shit, Will Arnett.
Running Wild, I think it was?
Yeah, Running Wild.
Will Arnett, at that point in his career, was not equipped to lead a show.
I agree.
But he was great in the small doses and great
he's
in supporting,
great ensemble.
As he was in Arrested Development, but leading, it just wasn't his time. And now this, he's surrounded by Christina Applegate,
who I think is phenomenal.
She's a sitcom vet and is great. Maya Rudolph is on the show also, who I adore.
And then after Bridesmaids, apparently they've bumped up her role because since Bridesmaids took off.
So if the
three of them are working well together, if they have the good chemistry, I think this could be passable. What I'm worried about, though, is the basic concept of the show.
The premise is so boring.
Exactly. Yeah. It's parents of a newborn.
Yeah.
Which, all right, so what? We're going to watch the kid grow up?
Here's the other problem, because the one that comes right after it is called Free Agents, and that's Hank Azaria's new one.
Yeah.
I love Hank Azaria, and I'm going to watch it because I love Hank Azaria, but the problem with this
is
that you can already tell that NBC does not have a lot of faith in these shows because they're premiering them at 10 o'clock and 10:30, which is not their normal time.
What day of the week? What day of the week?
They're going to be on normally at 8 o'clock, but the premiere...
Premieres what day of the week?
I believe Tuesday night. Yeah, they're premiering this week. It's Tuesday night.
Wednesday night.
They're going to premiere it at 10 and 10:30 and then move it to its regular time slot the next week.
That's so weird.
Does it say what its lead-ins
though? Oh, no. I know why they're doing it.
It's because something's going on this week.
No, they're doing it this week because they're going to be up against Survivor and X Factor.
Right.
Okay.
They want to get it in before those two shows start.
But the problem is that people are funny about latching on to a show and then following it.
No, you're absolutely right.
But I think also though nowadays because of DVRs, you go in and you set it up and record any new time that it's on, any new episode, it'll go on, and that's been actually my saving grace for some shows. A show that I'm very happy is coming back, Happy Endings. They had an episode or two over the summer.
They did, yeah.
And I just happened to be like, hey, what's on my DVR? I'm bored. What am I going to watch? And I said, wait, new Happy Endings? What the hell?
Yeah.
Which is going to be interesting since Dan Wayans Jr. is still on that, but he's also on New Girl.
I found out about that. He's only in the pilot. And if you watch any of the spots for that show on Fox Now,
that's Zooey Deschanel.
They've started showing scenes of the other black guy that's cast in his place.
So they're going to swap him?
They're going to swap. He's only in the pilot, then they're swapping him. Okay. Yeah.
Huh. Which I saw the pilot for New Girl is actually available for free download on iTunes right now.
Did you watch it?
Yeah.
Is it everything I think it'll be?
It's and by okay. everything
I think it'll be shitty.
It's okay. Like, I can see where, like, I found amusing things with it. I'm going to stick with it for a bit, because right now it's going to be on Tuesdays between Glee and Raising Hope. So it's kind of one of those things.
It's a cushy, like, time spot, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm watching the bookends, and probably I'm on Tuesday nights, I'm probably going to be watching those bookends live, so I'm going to watch it.
I miss watching TV live.
I know, but...
I don't. I love being able to fast
forward through commercials. I do enjoy my DVR. I'm
it's
sorry.
Kind of awesome.
I don't know when anything comes on.
I can see it having... It could be good. It could be bad. It's kind of... I can see it going either way. Like, I was... not overwhelmed by the pilot, but it was, there were enough funny moments in it that I liked.
I'm going to give it a shot.
Yeah, it's one of those things I'm like, I could say, and I like Zooey Deschanel. It's like,
I'll give it a shot only because I really want to be able to talk shit about it, and I can't do that if I don't watch it at all, so.
True.
Well, you can.
Oh, of course
and we
you
do.
Can.
No, I can, but I want to be able to talk shit about it fairly.
In fact, I'll give you a chance right now with something. Coming back for its third strong season is going to be The Vampire Diaries.
Son of a bitch.
You can all suck it. That show is really good.
You'll never get me to believe it.
I'll co-sign on it, because...
What?
Okay.
And to think I live texted with you.
Look at that.
No. That wasn't Vampire Diaries. That was something else.
It was Vampire Diaries.
Okay. Okay, during that, it's got, from what I've seen recently, because I just happen to be home a lot of times when they're watching it, and it's like, I'm like, okay, I can see it's decent, and it's a lot darker than what it was at the beginning, when we live were texting each other.
Here's the thing.
Joe, our bromance is taking such a hit right now.
Derwin, seriously, you should...
That and finger cuffs.
You should really give it a shot, because the thing is that...
Is there any nudity in that show?
It's
on the CW.
Then you're not going to get me to watch
it. There's no nudity on a lot of these shows because it's on regular TV.
All I'm trying to say is the only thing that could get me to watch that show is nudity. And copious amounts of it.
Yeah, so if I'm naked while it's playing, will you watch it?
Yes. Yes, I will.
Okay.
I was going to say, it's not True Blood.
No.
But it's leaps and bounds. It's closer to the True Blood than it is to Twilight.
Oh, God, yeah. The thing is, the reason why I like it is because they don't take the typical kind of high school realm of this show.
They're all 30.
Well, yes. But they will kill characters off on this show. And I'm not talking about, like, minor characters that you never hardly see. I'm talking, like, lead characters. You'll just be watching and all of a sudden...
Well, I was going to say, that has to keep Ian Somerhalder, or whatever the hell his name is...
He's so smoking
...worried
hot.
Because, you know, he was one of the main leads on Lost that first
season.
I bet
you he hasn't bought a house.
And then he's just all like, wait, you're killing off main characters left and right?
Yeah.
Shit, I've been on this... And before, and I've been killed off right away.
But the CW has done something a little smart because of the success of Vampire Diaries. Get over it. It's a success. Woman who wrote the books, another one of her series is being made into a show called The Secret Circle. It's about witches. They're actually going to pair those two shows up on Thursday nights now. And I think that's a smart move for CW because the Vampire Diaries does have a good, solid fan base. So I think it's good that it's going to do that.
Well, here's the thing, and you know, we made this agreement some time ago that I was going to leave you alone about it and stop bitching about Vampire Diaries.
Yep.
And I did that for two reasons. Number one, because it got tired of making fun of it. And secondly, I only saw the first maybe two episodes of the first season. I thought it was shitty.
Oh, yeah.
And by all accounts, literally by all accounts, the show has gotten really, really good.
Yeah.
I still don't care about watching it. I only have one place for vampires in my heart, and that's True Blood.
Yes.
But, you know... Here's the thing. If that's your thing,
yeah, and that's
out.
The thing. I mean, I was with you when it first came on, and yeah, it was like, wow, this is shit, and I can see where all this is
it
going.
Found its
and
footing
then
fast,
and, but then yeah, and then having seen little bits of it here and there, I'm like, okay, I still don't want to watch it, but I can see that there's actually thought and
poor
you know,
Joe. Myself, his wife, and our friend Mandy, we commandeer his house on Thursday nights to watch.
and this is a tradition that started from the pilot. Now, and it's also funny because one of the very early episodes, I was over there, and Joe and I, due to his
wife... We were told, do not talk.
We were verboten to speak.
During Vampire Diaries.
So Joe and I sat on a couch...
Next to each other,
and just tweeted each other, or
texted
each other, back and forth throughout the entire show.
Yeah, it was hilarious. And I know Anthony was on a good old, you know, like, 9-key sort of thing. And,
you know,
and
what?
I had my QWERTY keyboard, so, like, I'm able to...
His nubby little fingers can type so damn fast.
But here's the problem with Vampire Diaries.
I pretend it's like, you know, pieces of pork.
Thank you. On the Thursday night. Thursday night is a big night, people. Yeah. We have
Thursday
Vampire Diaries.
Thursday night has been a big night for TV ever since 1983.
We have...
Thank you, Bill Cosby.
We have the Big Bang Theory, which I am totally in love with. For some other people, you also have Community.
Yes. Oh, my Community. God, I love that show.
And then for some reason, ABC is trying to get in at that 8 o'clock spot with their
Charlie's
new Charlie's Angels.
All right. Charlie's Angels is going to last. I'm going to go ahead and call it 4 weeks Charlie's Angels is going to last.
It's a dumb time spot. They're putting it at 8 o'clock against Vampire Diaries, Big Bang Theory,
and
Community, and The X Factor.
And by 4 weeks, by last, I mean last in that time slot. It'll last a total of 7 weeks, I'll say.
Well, I think, I will say, though.
7 weeks,
and
it's off the air.
They'll move it to Friday nights.
They'll move it to Friday nights, yeah. And then, yeah.
I think it has a decent chance, though. I will say this, because when you look at it, Big Bang Theory and Community have a very similar demographic.
Right.
Yeah.
Vampire Diaries has its demographic, but it does well for the CW, but in the grand scheme of what an 8 o'clock Thursday show is,
yeah.
It's not like, you know, like what Cosby was,
right.
What Simpsons was, what Friends was. So it's not pulling those numbers, but yeah, you had the X Factor results show,
yep.
It'll be opposite against, which will get a big kick.
Yep.
But I think there's enough people that won't do any of those that might go in, and it's a known name, and it's pretty people, so there's a good chance. I mean, obviously it depends on the writing, because if it has decent writing, it might last. I mean, if it's shit writing, it'll still last decent. It'll get decent enough ratings, because I don't think they have anything to replace it with. That's the thing.
I think we're past the point where pretty people can sell a TV show.
Really?
With the with how accessible porn is on the internet, pretty people alone can't sell a show, plain and simple. And so, yeah. And
I'm not saying that alone, but I think that there's a certain nostalgia aspect to it, and the demographic it appeals to, there's really nothing in that time slot that people are going to be gravitating towards.
I can see that.
Maybe not. I just think
that's why I think it'll last. And yeah, that's the other thing is because it is expensive, but right. Also, and it's also right before Grey's Anatomy Private Practice, which I believe would be.
Night.
Yeah,
so it's a very same demographic. So people are like, I'm sitting down from 8 to 11 to watch Charlie's Angels, Grey's Anatomy Private Practice.
I just still think it's blasphemous to even be doing the show with Mr. Spelling no longer with us.
Aww.
Oh, you know what? That's actually a good point.
And Farrah Fawcett.
Yeah.
Also, too, kind of odd, going back to our whole thing with Pan Am and the Playboy Bunnies.
Club.
Another two shows that are kind of similar.
Grimm and Once Upon a Time.
Once Upon a Time. There's two shows. One of them, again, is going to be on Sunday nights, which I think is smart, and that's the one with Jennifer Goodman.
And then one's Friday, so they have no faith in it. But although Grimm is the one, I've actually heard bad things about both of them.
Yeah.
But Grimm is the one that actually, I think, looks better. That's the Friday. That's one on NBC.
That's the one that's more of a cop drama.
It's like a cop drama sort of thing where it turns out like there's a cop then investigating stuff and
kind of based on the Grimm
and
fairy
he discovers
tales.
That basically fairy tales are real sort of
yeah.
thing. And so
okay,
it's dealing
so
with
both
the procedural...
both of them are the concept of fairy tales in modern time.
Sort
yeah, more
of,
or less, yeah.
Yeah,
kind of that. And so it's very interesting. But yeah,
I can't wait to not watch those.
I'm gonna pick them both up because I want to see. Because like I said. If
I'll
it's new and I can get a hold of it, I try to watch it. The only one that I'm ignoring and running from like a crazy person is How to Be a Gentleman.
Yeah, that one.
Which
I
is
don't...
the dude that played Johnny Drama on.
Dylan.
Matt
Kevin Dillon.
Dillon's
Matt
brother?
Dillon.
Kevin Dillon, yeah.
Kevin Dillon is, oh, God, that looks like a piece of shit show.
What's the concept of that show?
He's all, you know, not a gentleman, and then he has a roommate who is a gentleman who's trying to, like, put his
It's the Odd Couple.
Trying to put his ruffian ways into. Modern society.
Jesus
yeah.
Christ.
Yeah,
I'm not even letting that on my DVR.
One
that's actually
premiering right quick. It's actually, I think, the first premiere of the new season is that, and we've mentioned her name previously, and it's her return to TV, Ringer with Sarah Michelle Gellar.
What is that show about?
It starts this week, actually.
Yeah, apparently it is. She is in trouble, like, basically, with, like, mobsters.
Yeah,
stuff with mobsters. And to go into hiding, what she actually does is she assumes the identity of her exact twin sister.
Right.
And, but then, apparently, who has issues. But
wackiness ensues.
It's one of those things that's like, originally it was written for CBS. Actually, the pilot was done for CBS. I think CBS
didn't pick it up.
Yeah, didn't pick it up. But CW's all like,
we'll take it.
We'll take it. You know, Michelle Gellar back on the CW. So
yeah, and the whole thing is that, you know, Sarah Michelle Gellar comes with her entire fandom of people who loved Kendall Hart on All My Children. So that's just going to be this wave of people.
Sound engineer Joey approves the reference.
Yeah.
I have a little pull out from Entertainment Weekly because I'm an Entertainment Weekly kind of girl. There's something on here that just warmed my little heart, and I've got to share it. On October 3rd, VH1 at noon is the premiere of the new pop-up video.
Finally!
Wait, they have new videos to be able to do pop-ups for? Like,
That's a good point, Joe.
Or is it going to be like Taylor Swift videos and midway through Kanye pops up in the middle of it and goes into Single Ladies?
I'm going to let you finish, but...
I'm not sure, but that makes me happy. I loved pop-up video.
Pop-up video was awesome.
Yeah.
Also, pop-up video jinx. Pop-up video came before there was the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Yo. And that's where you learned a lot of stuff. Like, I never knew that.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. And now it's like
I still think it could work because there's a lot of people that are too lazy to read Wikipedia.
No, you're absolutely right. If the information's right there in front of me, that's pretty damn cool. Like, I've never watched a video and said, that's an interesting shot. I wonder if there's anything on Wikipedia about it. But if I'm watching a video and they pop up and they're like, the shot actually happened at midnight on a Friday, I'll be like, wow, that is interesting. Thank you, pop-up video. Mm-hmm.
Do you say that to your TV?
Yeah, I do.
Well, I think they did. Like, they did the, I remember they did, Whatever Happened to Saturday Night, they did a pop-up video of that from...
Did they? From the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
And I think that during the whole part where he's driving the motorcycle through, it said meatloaf. Not meatloaf.
Yeah.
Meatloaf, not meatloaf. So, yeah.
I would love if
they had pop-up video on demand.
Oh, that'd be good.
That'd be awesome.
You can just look up any video
you want. If you're listening,
you
folks at Viacom, we got a great idea.
I like it. Also, too, coming out, revamping, I guess, Beavis and Butthead is coming back.
Oh, yeah. From what I understand, not only are they going to be doing videos because videos don't exist anymore, they're actually, Beavis and Butthead are actually going to riff on MTV reality shows. I.e. Jersey Shore.
I hate Beavis and Butthead, but if they're ripping Jersey Shore, I may have to jump in on that.
I was originally against this idea, but now I think I need this in my life.
Yeah.
I love Beavis and Butthead. I remember I was really not allowed to watch Beavis and Butthead too much as a kid.
Because you would have set your house on fire.
Well, yeah, of course. Although I had a nickname in high school. I was referred to often as Stuart.
Wait, I thought they called you Twinkie.
No, that was junior high.
I thought they called you Lard Butt.
No, that's now.
Oh.
No, in high school, because I was a short kid that, like, I looked like Stuart from Beavis and Butthead.
Did you wear a winger t-shirt?
Sadly, I did not wear a winger t-shirt. I did not want to perpetuate
the nickname.
I know
what I'm getting, Joe, for Christmas.
Yeah, because I look like Stuart now. I mean, I look like a roadie from Skinner.
17
so,
was a good song. I don't care what anyone says.
But,
Anthony.
But, yeah, because I'm even with Beavis and Butthead, I remember getting the soundtrack to the movie, and my mom was like, no, you're not allowed to have that. I'm like, really? It's a soundtrack. It's like regular songs. It's not, there, I don't even think there's any cursing on it.
Because your mother was a responsible parent. And
yeah.
Look how you turned
out. I mean,
yeah,
she was, but fuck that. I want to watch Beavis and Butthead when I'm, you know, 16.
Jeez. Okay, I think I'm, like, scratching the bottom of the barrel here, because now I'm just reading some of these
shows. Oh, so Jersey
shows.
Shore?
No.
One show that I'm not, it's one of those, because it's on
so
right before.
So hold your horses, Amy.
It's on right before Modern Family and Happy Endings.
Love Modern Family. They got a new kid.
That I have no idea what it's going to be like, but
it's
called
Watching Paint Dry.
Yeah, it's like, I like Jeremy Sisto, so it's Suburgatory, where I guess...
I
don't really know much about it, but I'm like, I'll see what it's like.
Yeah.
But that's one of those ones, it's like, if it sucks, I have no problem ditching it right away.
Right.
That's, to me, that's one of those shows where it's just like, To me, it's one of those things where it's going to be, hey, us who live on the coasts are going to make fun of where most people in the country grow up, and we're going to tell you how bad it is, and you should feel ashamed for living there. Oh, but watch the show.
But, and to be honest, it's one of those things, like, I'm trying to figure out which show, though, is going to be that Raising Hope of this year. Because I remember watching, going into Raising Hope, I only watched it for Martha Plimpton and Cloris Leachman. You know what those are the two reasons I watched it, and so I'm like, I'll give it a shot, and it was great.
You know what? You know what? I'll give you two shows that actually I think could be that. Which, and I'm surprised I'm saying this because I think one of them is actually going to suck, but and they actually have something in common. Okay, the first one is Whitney,
which I'm going to put on my list.
And the second one is Two Broke Girls.
I can't stand that commercial.
What they both have in common is actually Whitney Cummings writes for Two Broke Girls, right. And she's in. Whitney, I actually think probably most likely will suck, but
it'll probably last the season because Outsource lasts the full season.
Exactly. That kind of spot, but here's the thing: Whitney Cummings, I think, is actually really talented. I love her stand up, and I think she's a great performer, and I love her presence, and I think she's actually made for TV, and I think she could do something very entertaining. Don't get me wrong, not family entertaining, but you know, people like us, people who are you know young and like
so
stuff
Manson
edgy.
Family entertaining.
Yeah, I think she could be very entertaining. I just don't know if this sitcom format concept is the one that'll do it. But
so you're worried it's going to be the next All-American Girl?
Possibly. But I think also Two Broke Girls, I think, has that possibility of being that sleeper hit that nobody really sees coming.
I can see it lasting, but that commercial where she's all sassy and she's snapping her fingers at her customers and she's telling them, don't talk to me like that, it makes me cringe.
It's the Wanda Sykes syndrome.
I can't stand that commercial because it's so... I understand that it's television and it's not real, but it mocks me.
They were riding that archetype a little too hard.
Right.
I see.
She's so sassy and in your face. And yes,
like Wanda Sykes.
Right, she's going to talk to her customers any way she wants to. it's mocking me and it makes me ill.
Both of those have a great time slot. I mean, Two Broke Girls is between How I Met Your Mother and 2 1/2 Men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And... Whitney's right after The Office.
Yeah.
Right. No, they set them up with good time slots.
I think Glee taught everybody the lesson a few years ago that if you actually get behind your shows, they could do well.
Yeah.
If you set them up to succeed, they just might.
Yeah. It's true.
Oh, speaking of setting them up to succeed, when you look at the great time slot that is Saturday night, basically, I'm looking at basically
this. Where you're going with
I'm like, I'm loving the Saturday night
stuff
schedule.
Is broadcast on
basically,
Saturday night.
NBC listed as repeats. I can't wait to see that show. Fox
hey,
is
that's a good
if
show,
Fox
Joe.
Is you know basically you know cops and America's Most Wanted.
America's Most
will
Wanted
never
is
die.
Still on
listen,
the air.
Listen to me. There is nothing better on a Saturday night than getting a case of beer, a big ass calzone, and sitting down to America's Most Wanted, my friend.
What do you like in your calzone there, Amy?
I enjoy a meat calzone.
I'll bet you do. So we're talking like pepperoni, salami, meatball,
don't put
sausage.
Don't put any veggies in my calzone.
I'm trying to assess the meats that you got in there. It's a little bit of ham in there also.
Pepperoni, sausage.
Portuguese sausage.
A little ham.
A little bit of turkey in there.
Sausage, turkey.
A little bit of bacon, I'm
bacon
sure.
Bacon would be good. Bacon would be good.
Fuck, put turkey in a fucking calzone.
Who puts turkey in a calzone?
I like meat.
Ooh, can you imagine if you did like a turkey Thanksgiving pizza?
What the hell are we talking about?
Like, he's got a point.
Gravy
instead
is the sauce?
Exactly. Gravy is the sauce.
I know
a little
bit
of cheese. Some roast turkey on there. And then, you put a dollop of a fake cranberry sauce right in the middle.
I hate cranberry sauce, but I will do it.
No. You got to do a drizzle of cranberry sauce.
No, but that if you're doing a drizzle, you're implying that you're using real cranberry sauce.
You know
sauce.
What? I think all these ideas should come together in a new fall show called How to Not Live to 30.
But anyways, so going back to that, CW also has rival repeats going on. So,
they just don't even care anymore. Yeah, they're like, whatever.
ABC
the
has
on
college football.
The writing on that. Really
so,
good.
You know, ABC is like, well, they got college football, so they're going to win. And then...
Well, on the East Coast.
Well, on... and CBS, like they have, at 10 o'clock, they have 48-hour mystery, so, you know, whatever the hell
that's
those
old day, people TV.
Yeah. That's 60 minutes.
Then basically from 8:30 to 10, they have repeats. However, they have a new they have a show with new episodes on at 8. So they really care about this one to put it on Saturday nights.
Murder, She Texted?
Rules of Engagement.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They that's moved still on. They moved Rules of Engagement to Saturday night.
Just fire those people. That's
mean. That is horrible, yeah.
But
David
the thing
Spade
is,
must be... think of all the graffiti he has left in the offices of CBS after hearing about that. Think of how many upper deckers he has had to leave in those
getting
offices.
Getting your show, getting your sitcom moved to Saturday night is getting dick smacked by your
but
network.
It's so pretty funny much, yeah. because...
No, that's not even a dick smack.
That's worse than cancellation.
That's a slow dick drag that right is, there, yes. right across your face.
Oh. But what's really funny is Saturday night used to be the prime spot. Like back in
Facts
like,
of Life.
Like up
Whoa,
until...
Like when?
Like up, the up, 80s. Until, up until the 80s. Like 50s through the 80s. Saturday night was one of the... Like, Mary Tyler Moore mm-hmm. was Saturday night. I want to say I Love Lucy was Saturday night.
Wow.
Taxi might have been Saturday night.
TV yeah. lesson.
Then Prohibition ended. And,
yeah, pretty much. But,
Saturday Night Live?
Yeah, but Saturday Night Live has sucked for many, many years now.
Well, yeah.
But... It's had moments, Whatever. But it's one of those...
It's and misses.
Right now, for me, with Saturday Night Live, the last season and a half, I used... Because I still was recording it, like, every night, and then... Not every night, but every week. And I would go back and watch it and usually find myself fast-forwarding through 95% of it.
Mm-hmm.
And because any recurring character, I'm just like, eh, fast-forward, I've seen this sketch before. But then what I basically do now, I wait to hear like, oh, the sketch is funny. I'm like, so I'll go and watch it because it'll be online.
I still watch it religiously.
Whatever. Again, I'm going down my list of shows here.
Mm-hmm.
That cold chill you feel going down your spines, my friends... The Real World is coming back to San Diego this season.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, no, they're in La Jolla right now. Like, they're actually Bird Rock.
That makes sense that they're in La Jolla.
That's why the fucking blackout happened. It's those
fuckers
up there doing
the
Real World.
They've been filming for, like, a month or so.
Oh, I remember the last time they were here years ago, and one of them wound up in jail in Santee and thought she was in Mexico.
I can see that.
I remember I was still in L.A. when they were in San Diego, and I remember watching one episode, and there was this one chick with... The enormous breasts.
You're just a simple man, Derwood.
Yes, I am.
Isn't there one every year that has enormous boobs?
Yeah.
Who is it this year? Let's find out.
What's his name?
Does anybody know?
Is the Real Garcia. World even really relevant anymore?
No. And the Real World stopped being relevant.
San Francisco.
No. It was after that. No, Real World. San Francisco was very relevant. I'll tell you why in just a second.
After San Francisco.
Yes, Miami season 4 when they made them
season
get jobs.
Season 4 was England.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Miami was season 5.
Okay, season 4 was still irrelevant because that was a totally different country and we still didn't care. And season 5 in Miami, when they made them get jobs, then it started getting really contrived.
Yeah.
Okay? Season 3 was very relevant because that had Pedro Zamora on it and that was still the Real World
right.
at that point.
Well, because those first couple seasons, they had jobs of their own making. Like, they didn't...
It was real people right. brought together living in a real world.
But after that, it was like, my job is now being on the Real World.
Exactly.
So I'm going to sit in this lavish condo, drink my ass off while you film me.
Yeah.
Aren't I fun? Nobody wants to see
and
that shit.
And then Jersey Shore was born.
Yes.
Ugh. But actually, I know... I think I've mentioned one of them, but like, you know, going to non-network shows... Walking Dead's coming back and
can't wait for the Walking
all
Dead.
All its drama. Of,
not a zombie guy.
Oh,
it's
Frank
so good.
Frank Darabont. Oh, he left the show right after Comic Con. Oh, he on Mutual. Oh no, wait, he was fired. No, it was. Yeah, there's a whole lot of drama going on.
You know,
but
speaking of the will they or won't they return? I would like to touch on something we saw this past week. And that was the season finale of True Blood.
Ooh. Did you see that
so
link I tweeted?
The Rutina Wesley interview?
Yeah.
I haven't read it, but I saw the link.
Yeah. So if you have not watched the season finale of True Blood, stop listening.
Give us a few minutes.
Spoiler alert. All right.
Because Joey, alert. Have you seen True Blood?
We're waiting. Whoa, shit.
There's
a piece of paper
didn't make
on
it
the
down.
Top stair.
It didn't make it downstairs
okay.
yet.
Just, we'll
so
don't
there's
say
a, there's a. Basically, with what has happened and being vague, so you don't have to stop listening, even though Joey has his ears covered, is that ending with the way it ended, and the interview with the person that it ended that way with was saying that she has no idea of what's going to happen. However, Alan Ball has said he has plans for her character. So there are a couple different ways it could go, but she's like, I lost a lot of blood.
Yeah.
So it's but I have two things are going to happen because of the way her you still have your ears covered, right, Joey? All right, good. the way that her cousin is a medium, and also because so they can communicate, although that's going to get very hokey real quick, where basically he sees dead people, and then or the other one is they turn her.
I'm gonna go ahead and say this: when you're dealing in the world of True Blood and what we're dealing with here, there is no end.
Right.
There is no finality. Okay. Look, we also in that season finale, we saw a character crop up that we thought we lost in season one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah.
It's gonna be good.
No.
I'm gonna cut us off of this because you know it's kind of new, and I don't want to spoil anything.
Yeah. Tell sound engineer Joey can take his hands off his ears.
You're good. But the other show is this. Actually, it's not really the returning season premiere. It's now the second half of the season because it ended on such a weird note as the midway through season is. The Return of South Park.
Oh, yeah. That finale was really... It took a hard left
turn.
That comes back next month.
Finale was beautiful.
It was.
I thought it was one of the most creative and most artistic things
they've ever done.
It was one of the most creative ways of basically giving all their haters the big middle finger.
Oh, yeah.
You know what?
Yeah, exactly. I just thought... Because, look, the way that started out...
Oh, yeah.
You just thought it was just normal, sophomoric South Park
stuff. You think
stuff.
Stan's going through, like, a hipster phase.
Yeah. But then the way that ended, it was just like...
And then Landslide pops up, and yeah. You're just like, what the hell?
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought it was...
They actually made that little cutout show poignant.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Because everyone knows my hard, hard love for Trey Parker. I think anything he does is
Trey Parker, if you're listening right now, Amy's legs are open for you as we speak.
It's true. I
love
him.
And please jump on that train so we don't have to hear about it anymore.
But that finale...
My legs are also open.
...was so good.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
But that's Emmy-worthy right there.
I was going to say, quickly, three mid-season. The Return of 30 yeah. Rock.
Meh.
Mm-hmm.
And then the two new shows that I'm excited about, Alcatraz.
Yes.
And, Are You There, Vodka? It's Me, Chelsea.
Oh, that's right.
So those are the
Based
ones.
Based on that... Chelsea Handler's book.
Yeah, and she's actually in it because I guess she's playing...
She's playing her own older sister.
Yeah. Yeah, Laura Prepon is playing her and Chelsea Handler's playing her older sister. So she's playing actually her older sister, so...
I think it's going to be a good season. We're going to have some good stuff.
I think
there's enough
good
returning.
Yeah, it's going to be good based on our returning season.
And
yeah.
There'll probably be a couple that I'm going to take on, and it'll...
Yeah.
And we'll be here to talk about them. In the meantime, if you want to hear how the season is developing over on the BoobTube, you can read pop culture stuff from us every day on our Twitter account at Pop Culture House, or you can follow me personally, Anthony Donovan, at Daboy, D-A-B-O-Y.
Derwood's at Reggie Swing.
Joe is at Crazed Dr. Scott.
Or you can email us at thehouseofpopculture@gmail.com.
Or check out our Facebook. We're all over the place.
Please.
Like us on Facebook.
For the love of Pete,
we're
like
all
our
up in your
Facebook.
Business.
I have to hear so much bitching and whining.
I work so hard for you people.
Do it!
Dude, just check out the Facebook page and then hit the like button. It's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you can hide our status updates if you really
but
don't
you
wanna...
shouldn't, because we're going to start posting some great vids and stuff on there. Mm-hmm. So, like us.
It's going to be good times.
You,
it's going to be good
times.
In the meantime, we hope everybody is well. We want to thank sound engineer Joey and everybody at Don't Panic Studios.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah.
And we want to leave on this note. Susan Boyle, ugly.
Jesus Christ.
Thank you and good night.
I hate you people.